Hello and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is Ling, the big tits hentai young sex doll realistic vagina sex toy from MRL Sex Doll. They make anime figurine sex dolls. So what I really like about, you know, just everything about my job is I get to see different types of sex toys which interact with different types of waifus. So obviously you have a sex doll, which is like your one-stop shop. You got everything you need. But what if you have a body pillow waifu? Well, they make sex toys which you can pair with a body pillow waifu, and that allows you to interact with your body pillow and do more than cuddling. But one neglected aspect of the waifu community are people who have an anime figurine waifu. So if you have like one of those little statues, the like 1/4 scale, you know, they're like, they're a couple hundred dollars. They're not cheap, but you can get like these little anime figurines, and they're mostly statues. They're not really like action figures that have articulation. Sometimes they are. The only one I have, because I'm not a giant weeb, I'm just enough of a weeb to get by. This is a Nendoroid of Yumai Ren from Fate Grand Order, and I have her because she looks like Celestina. So for whatever reason, through some weird happenstance of you know, fate, get it? See what I did there? They made this character look just like kind of an anime version of my waifu. And since my waifu, you know, she's not from an anime, this is like the closest I can get to an actual little anime figurine. So this is Consort Yu or Yume Ren from Fate Grand Order, and she looks like Celestina for whatever reason, so I have a little Nendoroid. So this is the closest thing I have to like anime figurines, but there's a lot of like crossover potential. See this little plastic base that kind of plugs into her back that allows her to stand? Keep that in mind because we're going to come back to that. But this is basically what I'm talking about. This thing was $70, by the way. $70 for this little chibi toy. And you can't even fuck it, you know? Like, why even bother? Why bother getting a toy if you can't put your penis in it? I mean, technically, you could rub your penis on it. Anything's a sex toy if you're daring enough. Anyway, so, essentially, in case you haven't figured out, this is, like, very stretchy. It's like Stretch Armstrong. This could be, like, Stretch Armstrong's waifu. The point is it doesn't have a skeleton. So, if you want to pose this, like, let's say this is, like, your shelf. You want to put this, like, figurine waifu on your shelf. She's just gonna fall forward like this, or fall backwards, because she doesn't have any support. So here, remember that clear plastic kind of stand that came with the Nendoroid? Well, this is the stand for these anime figurines. It's basically just an acrylic thing, and it has like a rod, and you can put the rod up the figurine's vagina, and it'll actually stay up. Now it's leaning forward a bit. You might have to like lean this back, but there you go. Okay, you can't really see it. Let me get this on camera. So here, with the help of this acrylic stand, you can get the figurine to stand up because it has a little acrylic stand. And if you want to see what it looks like that. So the acrylic stand goes between her legs and upper pussy, and it allows the figurine to stand up. I'm sure you could paint these. Now the problem is because it's stretchy. If you use like a latex paint, it will crack and flake off, but an oil-based paint should work. So I've used oil-based paints with a Celestina before, so I'm almost positive an oil-based paint will work fine. So if you want to take one of these toys, one of these like set fuckable anime figurine sex dolls, and you want to paint it using oil-based paint, that should work. And it's already skin textured. You would just need to paint the hair, the armor, clothing. That's about it. Honestly, I might do that just to show you what that looks like. I'll do that at the end of the video. But anyway, before I do that, so this is the toy. It's squishy, it's stretchy. Everything feels good. These boobs are big enough where you could give yourself a tit job. You can put your penis in between these boobs and have the toy jerk you off with its boobs. So the boobs are big enough for that sort of thing. Now, obviously, what you came here for is the vagina. Now, there's only one orifice because the butt, as you can see, the butt does not have its own orifice. So there's just one orifice. And the shaft goes all the way through her body, basically into her sternum, which obviously isn't realistic or anatomically correct. But when you're dealing with basically a fuckable anime figurine, it, you know, you got to work with what you can. You can't have it like where the shaft is only can only go in this far. That's not going to work. So essentially, it works like a pocket pussy. And, you know, you can use it just like you would any kind of pocket pussy. And there's really not much else to say about that. The texture work is fine. But obviously, what you're buying isn't... You're buying this because it's a fuckable anime figurine. And if you've used a pocket pussy, you know what to expect. It's got good texture. It's stretchy. It's squishy. Whatever. It's fine. All right. So in addition to the... anime figurine sex doll, you get two little packets of lube, which that's cool. I mean, who's gonna say no to free lube? You get a little bikini. So here we have the bikini bottoms, and then here we have the bikini top. Now you're probably thinking, how the hell is this tiny thing gonna fit on these huge titties? So this elastic is stretchable, so you can stretch it to fit the giant titties. So maybe I'll show what that looks like after I'm done painting it up. But it comes with a little bikini, which is really cool. It also comes with two condoms. So if you want to come inside your waifu without having to fish out your jizz with a baby wipe, you can use a condom when you have sex with your doll. But I mean, half the fun of having a doll is being able to raw dog the doll. So either practice your pull-out game or just fish your stuff out with a baby wipe when you're done. Another couple other things this comes with. I mean, again, this thing came with a lot of stuff I wasn't expecting. It comes with a drying rod. And this is the first drying rod I've seen that has like a little anime girl on it. I can't read Japanese or Chinese, so I don't know what that says. But it's got like a little anime girl on it, and it's a drying rod. The purpose of the drying rod is it, when you use lube or anything, the moisture can actually ruin your doll. However, if you're using the waifu goo from the dollhouse, which is mineral oil based, you don't have to worry about damaging the doll with moisture. So as long as you don't, you know, leave your cum in it, you should be fine. It also comes with a USB powered warming stick. So what this does, you plug this into USB, you put this in her pussy, this will warm up, this will warm the doll up so that her pussy feels warmer and more lifelike. So you get all of this with this doll, which I wasn't expecting that much. And this thing's actually really cheap. I mean, cheap's relative. It's $98. It's normally $130, but on their website, this is like the cheaper end. I'm really impressed with the detail work. I've reviewed some like small little kind of pocket pussy doll things, but this one's really impressive with the amount of detail. The head especially, they did a really good job. They even captured like the anime look. The boobs look good. Everything looks great. Everything feels good. Like, it basically is if you combine the pocket pussy with an anime figurine, which is exactly what you'd want with a toy like this. So everything's great as far as I'm concerned. And then it comes with a little bikini. It comes with lube. It comes with a drying rod, a warming rod, and condoms. And it comes with a little stand. So, yeah. Great, great value. So anyway, let me show you, let me paint her up, and then I'll show you what she looks like after that. All right, welcome back. I painted the MRL sex doll, and I also wanted to show some stuff off and some stuff I learned. In case you didn't know, it's basically been 24 hours since my last filming of the review. I forgot that oil-based paints take like a week to dry. So rather than wait a week to have this review go out, I just thought I would review it, but I put on my blue gloves to protect myself from any wet paint. It has been drying for 24 hours, but it's probably not completely dry. I don't want to get oil-based paint all over my fur, so wearing the gloves. Before I show you the paint job, though, let me show you the box. So I didn't show this box the first time. So this is Long Ling, the daughter of the Dragon King, and you could tell that according to the box art, she's supposed to have white hair, light blue horns, and kind of a blue dress. She's some kind of water dragon, which, you know, very Asian. Now, I went for a more traditional fire dragon rather than a water dragon, but, you know, that's the beauty. You can paint it however you want, but it comes with a really cool box. It's even got like a little QR code on it, so I don't know, you can verify it's legit. It's not like a knockoff or anything. Anyway, so really cool box. Wanted to show that off. So let me show you my paint job. So here is, I went with a red and yellow motif. Again, like fire. I went with kind of a traditional fire. If you want to know a trick of how to get like really, really small details like the lips, just use a toothpick rather than a paintbrush. But, and you can see like she wears like this little kind of outfit. I painted it red. Again, I don't think the oil-based paint are completely dry. I did paint her fingernails. You can see that they have a... Anyway, so I'm not trying to win any awards with my paint job. My point of showing this paint job is to kind of bring out the detail, because maybe it was kind of hard to tell the detail before because everything was one color. Now you can see the hair. You can see the detail in the hair. You can see the detail in like the little outfit she's wearing. You can see the detail in her face. So yeah, it's really cool. Really cool. So there you go. So this is Linglong, the daughter of the Dragon King, fuckable anime figurine, available from MRLsexdolls.com. So MRL is the name of the company. So yeah, they make this is actually the cheaper one. Like they have ones that are actually hundreds of dollars that are bigger and have all kinds of crazy stuff. But if you have an anime waifu figurine, this might be exactly what you're looking for, because this is like an anime figurine that you can actually have sex with as well as display. Again, don't judge it by my really crappy paint job. I wasn't trying to win any awards. I just wanted to show you that it could be painted and that would kind of bring out some of the detail. But I didn't give it my A game. I'll just put it that way. Anyway, so and as you can see, if you use oil-based paint, it takes a week to dry. And this is why I'm wearing my gloves, because look at this, the paint just is everywhere. It's everywhere. Anyway, so again, also by the way, this thing's actually on sale for less than $100, which is actually a good price for what you're getting. And again, you get the drying rod, you get the USB charger, not USB charger, USB vagina warmer. You get two things of lube, you get two condoms. These do get pretty expensive. They can get up to close to $400. So this is less than $100, which is really cool. So yeah, check it out. I don't have anything else to add. I do have a 10% off coupon code. So if you're interested in Linglong, the daughter of the Dragon King, fuckable anime figurine, you can get 10% off with my coupon code. It might be good for the whole site. I don't know if it only works with this product. So if you see one of the other dolls and you'd rather get that one, go ahead and pick that one up. See if the coupon code works. If the coupon code doesn't work and it only works for this particular doll, then it is what it is. But I'm really impressed. I think I didn't even know these were a thing. I didn't know they made fuckable sex toy anime figurines. So this is a game changer as far as I'm concerned. As far as using it as a sex toy, it feels like a good high-end, you know, pocket pussy. But the fact that it looks and has this amount of detail and everything is really cool. So yeah, good stuff, good stuff. So if you have an anime figurine waifu, check out MRL. That's MRLsexdoll.com. Use coupon code TFMonkey. Save 10%. So thank you very much, MRL, for sending me this doll. I'm very impressed. Hope to do business with you again and maybe check out some of your other dolls. Anyway, this is Turtflingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I will see you next time.